Hi, this is Leo Babauta from Zen Habits, and this is a basic sitting meditation that I recommend that you do every day, just for a couple minutes a day. So, to get set up, just sit anywhere you like, comfortably. Could be on your couch, on a chair, on a cushion, on the floor, or on your bed. And to start, we're going to pay attention to our body position. And it's a mindfulness practice to notice how your body feels and how it's positioned in your meditation. So let's start by noticing our posture. Is your posture slumped forward? Are you leaning back on the couch? I suggest that you have an upright posture with a straight spine. And you might use the cue of your head being pulled upward by an invisible string at the top of your head towards the ceiling. And let your spine stretch out upwards. And you can relax maybe 10% from there so that you're not too stiff and upright. And I like to lean forward just a little bit so that my butt is sticking out a little bit and my belly is sticking forward just a little. Make sure your feet are placed flat on the ground and feel the ground underneath your feet. And notice that you're being supported by the ground, supported by the earth underneath you. Next, I'd like you to notice your sit bones, which are where your butt makes contact with the seat. If you rock side to side, left to right, just a little bit, you can notice the bones and the meaty part of your butt. That's where you make contact. Just notice how those feel on the chair or couch or cushion. If you're sitting on a cushion on the ground, you'll want to cross your legs, and you can look up full or half lotus position, or if you're inflexible like me, you can do the Burmese position, and you can look those up online. But for now, let's just notice how our face feels. Are you tensed or relaxed? Is your jaw clenched or relaxed? You can keep your mouth closed with your tongue lightly touching the back of your top front teeth. Just resting, not needing to move the tongue around. You can close your eyes if you like, but I suggest that you leave them open and just gazing downward with a soft gaze, not grasping anything, not focused too hard, just taking in the light. Now we're going to turn our attention on our breath. Without needing to breathe slowly or deeply or in any special way, just breathe normally. Just put your attention on your breath as it comes into your body and goes out. And we'll start by placing the fingertip of our attention on the place in our nostrils where the breath is entering. Feel the sensation of the breath entering and leaving in that place. And now I'd like you to turn your attention, place the fingertip of your attention on your chest as it rises and falls with your breath. And now we're going to watch our chest rise and fall and count our breaths. Counting is a way to support our mindfulness so that we can see whether we're paying attention to the breath or if our mind is wandering. So as you breathe inward, count one. And as you breathe out, don't count anything. The next in-breath, count two. Out-breath, nothing. Then three on the in-breath. I'd like you to try and count to 10 in your mind. After you get to 10, start again at 1 and go up to 10. Now you may notice, in fact, I can almost guarantee that you'll notice that your mind wanders as you do this. And that's okay. Our object here is not to have a completely empty mind with no thoughts, and it's not to have a perfectly focused mind that never wanders. It's to notice that the mind wanders and to bring it back when it does. So if you get lost in a chain of thought, when you're able to notice that, just catch yourself and say, ah, thinking. And then return back to the breath and start back at one. And there might be some days where you count to one and then you start wandering. You say, ah, thinking, and you come back to one and you start wandering again. That's okay. So try it now. Count your breaths. And if you wander, label it thinking and just come back gently to your breath and start at one again. I think that's good enough practice for today. You can continue this breathing meditation today, or you can start again tomorrow and listen to this again. But after a few days, try doing this without the guided meditation. You should get the hang of it after a while. Thank you, my friends, for meditating with me. And I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.